Summertime, and the living is easy. Unless, of course, you're a pioneer trudging your way across the prairie under a burning sun with all your worldly possessions in tow. That life was quite a bit harder than most of us are used to.
If you do have gold, it's going to be heavier, so it should be at the bottom.
To offer insight into what it was like in those days of horse-drawn covered wagons, surviving the elements, and strict education in a one-room schoolhouse, Deadwood History hosted a three-day pioneer field school. 14 boys and girls in grades 7 through 9 took part. Right now, we're panning for gold.
See how the dirt's coming up now, you guys? They pulled it down in there and shifted around so that the dirt would come back out. You want to have clear water.
Arriving at camp a day late after mending a broken wheel on my Conestoga, wagon master and Deadwood History educator Chelsea Bauer lets me know what I've missed.
They've hauled wood, they've done dishes, they've hauled water, they've packed up when I thought a rainstorm was coming. I mean, they've been great and they haven't complained and they've all gotten along. We had a firearms lesson, so we shot lever action 22s. All of the campers except for one shot, the girls included.
The campers also shot a .45 Colt and a .94 Winchester, as well as visiting a sod house. As for that gold panning...
It's not, look at that, it's a green.
It's a green.
This one, it's got orange cracks. And
that one's still my favorite.
A bit more training might be in order.
They apparently found some samples, they just didn't know it was gold, which I thought was...
Just now?
Yeah, when I was showing those samples around, they said, well, we found rocks like that, so...
So what's happening with that gold?
They threw it back in the creek bed.
And there goes the start of Homestake Mine number 2. But Chelsea Bauer says the goal isn't about accurately recreating pioneer behavior as much as it is learning about how life was in the past.
The overall goal is to just basically acknowledge the history of Deadwood and the hard times that people went through when they, you know, came here to find gold. It's a rough life, and so it's important for these kids to know that. I think it's good. We didn't allow electronics during this camp because I just think kids nowadays have way too much screen time. And so to get them out in the elements and get them doing chores and hard work is a huge deal. We had one boy here who's, I believe he's 11, and he's never done dishes before.
And now he has. Still, Pioneer Field School isn't just hard work and panning for gold.
So I got a 3, and that's free, so I just take that dice out, and I don't take any points.
There's Pioneer games like rolling dice and 3 for free.
I got 2 points.
Not to worry, they're just playing for bragging rights. There's a gunny sack race that's part of a Pioneer relay competition.
Ready!
Great food.
Cowboy hash, baked beans, and pickles. And then we're having apple crisp for dessert.
I love my cutlery.
Thank you.
Yep.
And some singing around the campfire. A violent storm forces the young pioneers to leave camp before the singing ends and take shelter in a nearby stagecoach stop called the Days of 76 Museum. But next day, they're right back at it, this time seeing what school was like for pioneer children.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the...
You may be seated. All right, we're going to start today with a history lesson. Your feet are flat on the ground. Your hands are folded in front of you. And your back is straight and tall. You
have to... Ingredient.
And what words did you make up out of them?
Diet, red, net.
And the germs with the roses are staying. And the name of that aisle is the long ago.
64 plus 6.
As their three-day field school comes to an end, the new Millennium Pioneers agree that life is a lot easier now than it was back then. School is a lot better for students, and the girls are particularly pleased that bug spray
three spiders
is in their tent. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.